A record number of South Carolinians cast ballots in the state's GOP primary. The result, 3 victory speeches and 1 candidate dropped out. Here to make sense of the GOP primary results and a look ahead to this Saturday when the Democrats hold their primary in the state is WFAE's Tom Bullock. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
Well, we'll get to the Democrats in just a moment. Let's start with the results that we have in hand. Who was the big winner of the Republican primary in South Carolina?
Donald Trump, hands down. The real estate tycoon slash reality TV star had this critique of running for the highest office in the land.
There's nothing easy about running for president, I can tell you. It's tough, it's nasty, it's mean, it's vicious, it's beautiful. When you win, it's beautiful. And we are going to start winning for our country.
And it really was beautiful for Donald Trump, at least in his mind. He pulled in 35% of the vote, beating Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz by 10 points. And exit polls show Trump rode a coalition to victory. He won with men and women. He won or tied with all income groups. He won with military-centric voters, with self-described Republicans, and with independents. South Carolina GOP voters even picked Donald Trump as the candidate which would best handle a Supreme Court nomination.
But was it a political landslide? I mean, yes, Trump won 35% of the vote, but that means 65% of South Carolina Republicans voted for someone else.
That's a fair point, Marshall, and one Trump actually responded to on Saturday night.
A number of the pundits said, well, if a couple of the other candidates dropped out, if you add their scores together, it's going to equal Trump. Right? These geniuses, they're geniuses. They don't understand that as people drop out, I'm going to get a lot of those votes also. You don't just add them together.
And there is truth in that theory. We'll have to wait and see. But Trump has indeed won New Hampshire and now South Carolina. Historically, any GOP candidate that wins those two contests has gone on to win the Republican nomination for president.
Okay, well, let's look at Trump's two big rivals for that nomination, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
Which are the two people who also gave victory speeches on Saturday night. They finished neck and neck with 25% of the vote. Marco Rubio, however, officially placed second. He had the 3 biggest GOP endorsements in South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott, and Representative Trey Gowdy. Here's what Rubio told his supporters on Saturday.
After tonight, this has become a 3-person race, and we will win the nomination.
And he's effectively right. Jeb Bush, whose campaign and super PAC spent the most so far in this election, dropped out after finishing a distant 4th. Ben Carson is still in the race, but he's not really a factor after finishing last. Ohio Governor John Kasich is still going, but needs a strong finish in the Midwest on Super Tuesday to jump into the top tier of this race.
As for Ted Cruz, he had this to say to his supporters.
Indeed, the screaming you hear now from across the Potomac is the Washington cartel in full terror that the conservative grassroots are rising up.
So, Tom, are they?
Well, if they were screaming in terror before South Carolina, they're probably not as much after this weekend's results. Ted Cruz is pushing hard to be the candidate of choice for evangelicals. And the South Carolina exit polls show he did win the vote of those who consider themselves strongly conservative. But evangelicals overall went for Donald Trump. If Ted Cruz can't win that vote and win it big, it's really hard to see how he goes on to win the nomination. But Marshall, stranger things have happened.
Okay, well, let's turn to the Democrats. Hillary Clinton won the Nevada caucus on Saturday. Does this help her going into Saturday's South Carolina Democratic primary?
It does. And of course, there's always momentum. Everybody likes to talk about momentum. But Clinton actually lost the Latino vote, but pulled the victory in Nevada by winning an astounding 76% of the state's African-American votes. Now that the race moves to, you know, South Carolina, where a majority of Democrats are African-American, it means Clinton remains the clear favorite. She has also changed her message after a close win in Iowa and a blowout loss in New Hampshire. Clinton had campaigned as a pragmatist. Now her stump speeches are packed full of things that she would do in her first 100 days of a Hillary Clinton presidency. Clinton also received a key endorsement late last week, South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn. Clyburn did not endorse either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton in 2008. The fact that he has this year will help Clinton shore up support in South Carolina before this Saturday's primary. She'll be speaking in Columbia tomorrow, Marshall.
So where does this leave Senator Bernie Sanders?
It's a really tough spot for Bernie Sanders to be in. So far, his populist message really hasn't struck a chord with a key Democratic voting bloc. Current South Carolina polls have the senator down by more than 20 points. So Sanders needs to refine his message and gear it to a predominantly African-American audience over the next week if he's to have any chance in South Carolina. And I'm watching to see how he attacks President Bill Clinton's tough-on-crime initiatives from the 1990s, which added to the mass incarceration rates that Sanders has made a big issue in his campaign.
WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Always a pleasure, Marshall.